We're going to talk some AFL now. And the Giants flying high. They are the Giants, no doubt about that. 4-0, coming off a 28-point win over the Gold Coast Suns. They play St Kilda at Marnika Oval on Saturday. And joining us is one of their forwards who, well, he was an up-and-coming Gaelic football star in Ireland. Well, he's come to Australia, now played 33 games for the Giants. He's already got 10 goals from 4 games this season. Callum Brown is joining us. Callum, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for coming on our show. And firstly, just tell us about the experience of playing in the Adelaide Hills there at Mount Barker. Did it remind you of anywhere?
I don't think I play in the mountains back home, to be fair. Maybe a bit of the cold and the wind, but that's about it. You know, it's quite nice weather out there. Nice view as well.
Yeah, it's a great concept though, Callum, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. It's a good country footy ground, I can tell you that. It's a nice setup.
What came out of the review? Because the Suns, they were hard to shake, weren't they?
Yeah, they came out firing. It probably didn't help us that we let them play their game and we let them into the game in the first quarter and the second quarter, and then eventually we started to kick in the third. But yeah, no, they're a good team, and you know they're trying to play a new system like us, like we were last year, and it's clearly working for them, and hopefully they can do it for the rest of the season. But just, you know, unfortunately, it wasn't against us.
Yeah, best start of the season, 4 from 4. But what part of the game is earning the most attention from your coaching staff? What do they want you to improve most on? Not you personally, but as a group.
Well, as a group, it's mostly just about having fun at the minute. It's just playing the system. Everybody's playing their roles, and when you do that, you know, you're having fun while you're playing with your mates, and you know, it really shows, especially when you're winning the games and we're celebrating after every goal or every spoiled effort, and just everything's celebrated.
And Callum, 3 goals yourself. Toby Green had 5. Jesse Hogan had 4. How satisfied are you all with how that forward line is functioning?
We're happy at how it's going at the minute. We're just trying to come off the back of last year, and you know, everyone's still playing their role in the system, like I said. And if we do that, then hopefully everyone can have a lick of the ice cream and kick a goal each. But, you know, if the boys are doing damage down there, like Jesse, you know, in that key role, then that's happy for us.
Yeah, Callum, you speak about having a bit of fun, enjoying it while you're out there, which is great. But as the favourites to win the comp, that comes with its own expectations. And now, as a team, you're the hunted. So you're going to have to be ready for the intensity and the hardness right from the first bounce for the rest of the season.
Yeah. No, yeah, definitely. Especially coming down to Canberra this weekend against the Saints. You know, we know they're a good team and we know they'd like to crack in. But it's always good to get a win, hopefully, in a home game in Canberra. And, you know, we're on a, you know, 4-0 streak, as you said, and we'd like to keep that going for the rest of the season. And you know, it doesn't really matter what game we play, we just want to keep playing the same game.
And Callum, to what extent are you feeling, I guess, most comfortable in the AFL this year?
For myself, I'm in a good spot right now. I'm just enjoying my footy and, you know, enjoying, like, every week, every day I come in, you know, it's a bit of a laugh now. Everyone's taking it pretty serious, but at the same time, you know, everyone's coming in with smiles on their faces, and it clearly shows, you know, whenever you're winning, the form's up for everyone. And yeah, it doesn't really matter, players, staff as well, you know, everyone's just really enjoying their footy and enjoying watching it.
Yeah, it's amazing in a footy club or a footy team when everything's going well, it just feels like the chemistry's right and you've got this special bond.
Yep.
And at times it just happens for you on the football field and you've got no idea where it's coming from. You know you're doing the work during the week, but is that how it feels for you at the moment, that the team is just gelling and clicking in everything that they're doing?
Yeah, I think it is. I think every week now, you know, training's going really well. Everything's going right for us, and at the minute, you know, everyone's pretty locked in. And I know it's for the VFL boys as well, but you can see that they're smashing it and they're clearly eager to, you know, get the team, and that sort of pushes everyone's, you know, expectations even to play better. And it's obviously going to be hard to break the team, but yeah, everyone's just up and about at the minute.
How do you feel, like GWS, and, you know, it's not a big AFL territory and state, but how have you found that anonymity where you can go about your business up here and just do your job and not so much have to focus on the football away from it and have that adulation where people are talking about you, patting you on the back all the time, where you can sort of hide a bit up here? Do you think that plays a role in the way that you and other guys just are handling the situation well?
Yeah, no, I think it's a massive thing. Maybe not so for myself, because I wouldn't say I'm that big yet, but I would say for boys like Jesse Hogan and Toby Green, you know, it's the same old for them. I think they enjoy, you know, not being in the spotlight a lot of times, yeah. And you can tell they don't like being on the camera that much and talking to the press that much. You know, their boys, you just like to enjoy day-to-day life. You know, they're big surfers, so they like to go down to Bronte and Bondi and surf a lot and, you know, take their mind off footy instead of just thinking about it constantly and how we're going at the minute. You know, there's going to be a lot of pressure on them boys, like a lot of the leaders of the group. So it's a good thing for them just to, you know, refresh and not have the press on them and not have people come up to them. You can just tell it comes off on them. And whenever they come back into the club, that's when they switch on again.
Are you a surfer, or what do you like to do away from football?
No, I'm not a big surfer. First time I tried to surf, I couldn't even stand up on the board, so I wouldn't even... I'm not going to go there. Went out for about an hour, and I didn't stand up once, so right. I didn't even try to get anything.
A golfer or anything like that?
I'm not much of a golfer. Like my housemate, Kieran Briggs, you know, he enjoys it a lot, but I'm just more of a beach man, just like sitting at the beach or enjoying some company with the boys and just having a bit of chat and lunch.
And just how aware, Callum, are people back home with, you know, what you're achieving out here?
Yeah, it's good. Everyone's, you know, still supportive, and there's a lot of chat about Derry and how they're going back home right now, and, you know, they're probably favourites for the All-Irelands, and I have a lot of chat with people telling me, you know, come back home and win an All-Ireland with Derry and things like that, and, you know, they're going well, they're doing this and doing that, but at the same time, I have a good opportunity to do the same thing here, so... Why not do this and, you know, see where it goes in the future for back home.
Oh, great stuff. Well, it's been a great start to the season. Go well against the Saints this week. And thanks for your time this morning, Callum.
Cheers. Thank you.